A new report card for learning in the COVID era. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and it shows students not doing as well.
The National Assessment of Educational Progress, or the nation's report card, was last administered in 2019, and that test was taken again this spring. It showed that in the time between, eighth grade math scores dropped by a staggering 8 points. Fourth grade math scores dropped by 5. Again, those are the largest declines ever reported. It was a 3-point loss for reading in both fourth and eighth graders.
That's Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Education is a big issue for parents who will vote in a recent Fox News poll. The economy and inflation remain the top issue for most voters, but we are getting a little break at the pump.
After jumping about 21 cents per gallon in the prior 2-week period, now in these 2 weeks, the price is heading down again. Gasoline prices are 7 cents lower than they were.
Analyst Jubilee Lundberg's survey of stations has regular at $3.92 a gallon. AAA's national average, $3.79. That's still 9 cents more than a month ago. North and South Korea skirmish yet again, exchanging warning shots along a disputed boundary at sea as each country claims the other had ships violate their territory and fired warning shots. This after a series of North Korean missile tests and South Korea holding military exercises with the U.S. Harvey Weinstein returns to court today.
Opening statements in the Los Angeles rape and sexual assault trial of Harvey Weinstein are expected to begin. Weinstein is already serving a 23-year sentence after a conviction in New York in 2020.
Fox's Michelle Polino. Baseball's World Series is set.
Let's go, Phillies!
Philadelphia won the National League Championship, beating San Diego in Game 5, 4-3. The Phillies will play the Astros.
One ball, two strikes. Judge on the ground. Presley's got it. Easy flip. Ball game over. And the Houston Astros win the American League pennant.
Finishing off a sweep of the Yankees in New York on TBS. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Securing the border remains a big issue for Republicans ahead of the elections after Friday's report showing last fiscal year ended in September with a record number of migrants stopped coming here illegally for that month. The 2.3 million stopped the entire year was also a record.
The report also stating that there were more than 2.3 million migrant encounters in the fiscal year, which finished at the end of September. That's a record. And the report cited nearly 500,000 migrants during the fiscal year who got away and are unaccounted for. This Texas Republican congresswoman says the border crisis is now as much a humanitarian issue as it is a political one.
It's heartbreaking to see, you know, the hundreds of immigrants that are dying because of the dangers that they're going through.
Congresswoman Myra Flores on Fox and Friends. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar adding on Fox News Sunday.
If you add the getaways, that's going to be over 5 million individuals in just 2 years.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Britain will get a new prime minister, perhaps this week, after Liz Truss had resigned only a month and a half into her term, replacing Boris Johnson, who's taken himself out of the running to be prime minister again. Former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak, a strong favorite to be the new leader of the Conservative Party, which will decide the prime minister in Parliament. On Wall Street, stock futures have been down, coming off last week's big gains. The Dow rose almost 5%. On Sunday Night Football,
Tua. Stepping up, getting it to Mostert in space, in the end zone. Touchdown, Miami.
The Dolphins beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 16-10 on NBC. Earlier, both New York teams won their fourth straight games, both teams beating teams that lost their fourth in a row. The Giants beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 23-17. The Jets topped Denver 16-9. The Tennessee Titans also won a fourth straight game, beating Indianapolis 19-10. And the Carolina Panthers shut down Tom Brady and Tampa Bay 21-3. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.